Welcome to the latest podcast episode from the Oxford Dictionary of National Biography, published by Oxford University Press. May 2007 is the 400th anniversary of the English settlement of Jamestown in Virginia, England's first permanent colony in North America. Here we present the biography of Pocahontas, the Native American princess whom the settlers encountered and who later came to England. Having listened to this life, why not visit the Oxford DNB online at www.oxforddnb.com for a special feature in May marking Jamestown's 400th anniversary. Pocahontas, circa 1596 to 1617, Algonquian Indian princess, written by Alden T. Vaughan. Pocahontas was born in modern-day Virginia, USA, in about 1596, the daughter of Chief Powhatan of the Virginia Algonquian Nation. Probably named Matoaka at birth, she became known as Pocahontas, which the 16th-century historian William Strachey translated as Little Wanton, or, in modern terms, Playful One, when she is said to have saved the life of an English settler, Captain John Smith, who had been captured by the Powhatan Indians in December 1607. Recent anthropological evidence suggests that Pocahontas more likely performed a symbolic role in a Powhatan adoption ceremony, or played a peripheral role in an alliance that Chief Powhatan attempted to form with Captain Smith, who misunderstood the message. Thereafter, the young Pocahontas frequently visited the new English settlement at Jamestown, England's first permanent settlement in America, which had been established in May 1607. Here she turned cartwheels, cavorted with the boys, and began to learn English. According to Captain Smith, she also provided Jamestown's English colonists with essential food and, at risk of her life, crucial information about Chief Powhatan's intended attacks on the English colony. In the opinion of Captain Smith, over the following 2 or 3 years, Pocahontas was next under God, the instrument to preserve this colony from death, famine, and utter confusion. Pocahontas's contact with the outpost temporarily ended with Captain Smith's return to England in the autumn of 1609. And the resumption of war between the English settlers and the Powhatan Indians. According to William Strachey, between 1609 and 1612, Pocahontas was married to an American Indian captain named Kokum. If so, the fate of her marriage and of her husband remain mysterious. But presumably, she was no longer married in April 1613, when the English sailor, Captain Samuel R. Gaul, bribed the Patawomec natives, with whom she was then living, to entice her aboard his ship. R. Gaul detained Pocahontas as a hostage to end Chief Powhatan's attack on the colonists, and to force his return of English prisoners and weapons. Powhatan soon capitulated, inaugurating nearly a decade of peace between the principal antagonists in coastal Virginia. While in captivity at the English settlement at Jamestown, Pocahontas succumbed to the proselytizing of the Reverend Alexander Whittaker and to the romantic entreaties of John Rolfe. Rolfe had reached Virginia in May 1610, having been shipwrecked on Bermuda in a violent storm which became the source for Shakespeare's play The Tempest. In early April 1614, the Reverend Whittaker reported that Pocahontas had openly renounced her country idolatry, confessed the faith of Jesus Christ, and been baptized. At about the same time, John Rolfe asked the governor's permission to marry Pocahontas, who, in Rolfe's words, was one whose education hath been rude, her manners barbarous, her generation accursed. John Rolfe and Pocahontas, who was named Rebecca by the English, were married at Jamestown in April 1614. The following year, she gave birth to a son, Thomas. In London, The Virginia Company, which had promoted the 1607 expedition to Jamestown, saw in the couple a unique opportunity to offset some of the colony's initially poor reputation. Investors and trustworthy migrants were then shunning an American outpost that had a harsh climate and few amenities, little promise of prosperity. Experiments with West Indian tobacco had only just begun, and a terrible mortality rate from disease and American Indian hostility. Pocahontas, by contrast, was living proof that Indians not only could be friendly neighbours, but with proper encouragement, could become almost indistinguishable from English men and women. Moreover, in contrast to earlier Powhatan Indian visitors to England, Pocahontas claimed nobility. Her father was variously described as a prince, king, or emperor. She was also a practicing Christian, wore fashionable clothing, spoke fluent English, and carried herself with the grace and dignity befitting a lady. She was furthermore married to an English gentleman and was raising their son in accordance with English customs. The Virginia Company directed Sir Thomas Dale to bring Pocahontas to England. In June 1616, the Rolfes and perhaps a dozen Powhatans arrived in London, where Pocahontas was lodged in the Belle Savage on Ludgate Hill, an old hostelry and former theatre named for the Savage family which had originally owned it. Pocahontas was suddenly the talk of the town and much in demand at quasi-public functions. The Queen received her at Whitehall. The Bishop of London hosted a dinner in her honour at Lambeth Palace. King James I treated her graciously at a play by the leading dramatist Ben Jonson, and the Dutch artist Simon de Passer engraved her portrait. By the autumn of 1616, Pocahontas and her husband had moved from London's noxious air to a house in the then suburban village of Brentford, where she had a poignant visit from Captain John Smith, the man whose life she was said to have saved in 1607. Pocahontas had been told after his departure from Virginia that he was dead. "Your countrymen lie much," she lamented to Smith. But now that Pocahontas was in England and knew that he was alive, she stated that she would call him father and requested that he call her child, "and so I will be for ever and ever your countryman." It was, however, to be a short forever. Pocahontas's health deteriorated rapidly in the winter of 1616-17. In mid-March 1617, she and John Rolfe boarded a ship for Virginia, but Pocahontas, suffering probably from tuberculosis or pneumonia, was too weak to travel. She was put ashore at Gravesend, Kent, where she died. Her body was interred on the 21st of March 1617 in the chancel of St. George's Church, Gravesend. Pocahontas had played a key role in early Indian-English contact in Virginia and contributed significantly to the survival of the first permanent English colony in America. In the final year of her life, she was the leading exemplar of English efforts to anglicise the Native Americans. John Rolfe returned to Virginia, but fearing that his son could not survive the ocean voyage, left him in the care of his brother in London. In the 1630s, many years after his father's and maternal grandfather's deaths, Thomas Rolfe, then about 20 years old, migrated to Virginia, where he spent the remainder of his life. He prospered by growing the variety of tobacco his father had introduced on lands that had originally belonged to his mother's kinfolk. In Virginia, Thomas married Jane Poythress and left numerous descendants who cherished their lineage from the Indian princess. After her death, Pocahontas's eventful life quickly entered American legend. Drawing especially on the accounts of the Indian princess in Captain John Smith's General History of Virginia of 1624, historians, dramatists, poets, and novelists since the 18th century have fashioned disparate versions of the princess's life. Early Virginia narratives often featured her prominently in the colony's founding and eventual success because of her conversion to Christianity, her marriage to an Englishman, and their union's brief promise of an amalgamated Indian-English society. 19th-century American authors emphasized, and argued the authenticity of, her rescue of Captain John Smith, with northern writers generally skeptical, southern writers generally supportive. Numerous painters, printmakers, and sculptors were also inspired by Pocahontas' short but dramatic life, as epitomized in two prominently displayed works in the United States Capitol: a bas-relief, 1825, of her rescue of Captain Smith, and a painting, 1840, of her baptism by the Reverend Whittaker in 1614. Recent biographies and novels, by contrast, have stressed her cultural marginality. Perhaps the most widely disseminated but least accurate representations are two animated feature films by Walt Disney Studios: Pocahontas, 1995, on her life in Virginia and relationship with John Smith, and Pocahontas 2, 1998, on her visit to England, in which, healthy and happy, she returns to Virginia, an experience she unfortunately did not live to enjoy. Having listened to this life of Pocahontas, why not visit the Oxford DNB online at www.oxforddnb.com and learn about other people from the past? As well as more podcast episodes, you'll find special features on the settlement of Virginia in 1607, as well as thousands of interesting people who've shaped British history.